Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace your IELTS speaking test, describing a place of natural beauty in Vietnam. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to effectively describe a place known for its natural beauty in Vietnam? This comprehensive guide will provide you with valuable insights, sample answers, and expert tips to help you excel in this common IELTS speaking topic. Understanding the topic and its relevance. The topic, describe a place in your country that is known for its natural beauty, is a popular choice in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2. It allows examiners to assess your ability to describe locations, express opinions, and showcase your vocabulary related to nature and tourism. As Vietnam is renowned for its stunning landscapes, this topic is especially relevant for Vietnamese test takers. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions about natural beauty and your experiences. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q1. Do you enjoy visiting naturally beautiful places? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I do. I find it relaxing to spend time in nature. It helps me unwind and appreciate the world around me. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I'm passionate about exploring naturally beautiful locations. Not only do I find them visually stunning, but I also feel they offer a profound sense of tranquility that's hard to find elsewhere. These experiences often leave me feeling rejuvenated and more connected to the environment. Q2. What's the most beautiful natural place you've visited in your country? Band 6-7. Answer. I'd say Ha Long Bay is the most beautiful place I've visited. It's famous for its limestone islands and clear waters. The scenery there is breathtaking. Band 8-9. Answer. Without a doubt, Ha Long Bay stands out as the most awe-inspiring natural wonder I've encountered in Vietnam. Its ethereal landscape of towering limestone karsts emerging from emerald waters creates a mesmerizing vista that's truly unparalleled. The interplay of light and shadow on the bay's surface, especially during sunrise and sunset, transforms the entire area into a living masterpiece. Part 2. Long Turn. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a place in your country that is known for its natural beauty. You should say where it is located, what it looks like, what activities people can do there, and explain why it is considered beautiful. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about Sapa, a breathtaking mountainous region in northern Vietnam that's renowned for its stunning natural beauty. Sapa is situated in Lao Cai Province, approximately 350 kilometers northwest of Hanoi. The area is characterized by rolling hills, lush rice terraces, and the imposing Fansipan Mountain, which is the highest peak in Indochina. The landscape of Sapa is truly awe-inspiring. Cascading rice terraces blanket the hillsides, creating a mesmerizing patchwork of green hues that change with the seasons. The terraces are interspersed with small villages and surrounded by mist-shrouded mountains, giving the whole area an almost ethereal quality. Visitors to Sapa can immerse themselves in a variety of activities. Trekking is particularly popular, with trails winding through the rice terraces and offering spectacular vistas of the surrounding landscapes. Many tourists also enjoy interacting with the local ethnic minorities, such as the Hmong and Dao people, and learning about their unique cultures and traditions. For the more adventurous, conquering Fansipan Mountain is a challenging but rewarding experience. Sapa is considered beautiful for several reasons. Firstly, its dramatic topography creates a visual spectacle that's hard to find elsewhere. The way the rice terraces have been meticulously carved into the hillsides demonstrates a remarkable harmony between human activity and nature. Additionally, the ever-changing weather patterns in the region, with mists rolling in and out, add an element of mystique to the landscape. Finally, the pristine natural environment and the rich cultural heritage of the local communities contribute to Sapa's allure, making it a truly captivating destination. Follow-up questions. How has tourism affected this area? Do you think the government should do more to protect such beautiful places? Sample answer, Band 8-9. Tourism has had a significant impact on Sapa. On the positive side, it has brought economic opportunities to the local communities, improving their living standards and preserving some traditional crafts. However, there are also challenges. The influx of tourists has led to increased development, which sometimes threatens the natural landscape and local culture. There's a delicate balance to be struck between promoting tourism and maintaining the area's authenticity. Regarding government involvement, I believe there's always room for improvement. While efforts have been made to regulate tourism and protect the environment in Sapaa, more could be done. For instance, stricter enforcement of building regulations to preserve the traditional architecture, investment in sustainable tourism practices, and education programs for both tourists and locals about the importance of conservation would be beneficial. It's crucial to ensure that the natural beauty and cultural heritage that make Sapaa special are preserved for future generations. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q1. How do you think natural beauty contributes to a country's identity? Band 6 to 7. Answer. Natural beauty can be an important part of a country's identity. It can attract tourists and make people feel proud of their country. For example, many people think of Vietnam when they see pictures of Ha Long Bay. Band 8-9 answer. Natural beauty plays a pivotal role in shaping a country's identity and international image. It often becomes a symbol of the nation, evoking a sense of pride among its citizens and captivating the imagination of people worldwide. Take Vietnam, for instance. The iconic limestone karsts of Ha Long Bay or the verdant rice terraces of Sapaa have become synonymous with our country's landscape. This natural beauty not only attracts tourism, but also influences cultural expressions, art, and even national narratives. Moreover, it often reflects the country's commitment to environmental preservation, thus contributing to its global reputation. In essence, natural landscapes can serve as powerful ambassadors, encapsulating the essence of a nation's geography, culture, and values. Q2. Do you think it's important for people to spend time in nature? Why or why not? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think it's important. Spending time in nature can help people relax and reduce stress. It's also good for physical health because it encourages people to be more active. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely, I believe it's crucial for people to spend time in nature, and this importance is multifaceted. Firstly, nature provides a much-needed respite from the fast-paced, technology-driven world we live in. It offers an opportunity to disconnect from digital devices and reconnect with our natural surroundings, which can significantly reduce stress and improve mental well-being. Moreover, time spent in nature often promotes physical activity, whether it's hiking, swimming, or simply walking, which is beneficial for our overall health. Nature also stimulates creativity and problem-solving skills, as it presents an environment free from the usual distractions and constraints of urban life. Perhaps most importantly, regular interaction with nature fosters a deeper appreciation and understanding of the environment. This can lead to increased environmental consciousness and a greater commitment to conservation efforts. In an era where climate change and environmental degradation are pressing issues, cultivating this connection with nature is more important than ever. Lastly, nature provides unparalleled opportunities for learning and personal growth. Whether it's understanding ecosystems, observing wildlife, or challenging oneself in outdoor activities, these experiences can be profoundly enriching and character building. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a range of advanced vocabulary and phrases. Here are some key terms related to describing natural beauty. Awe-inspiring, awe-inspiring, adjective, causing feelings of awe or admiration. Example, the Grand Canyon is an awe-inspiring natural wonder. Breathtaking, breathing, adjective, astonishing or beautiful in a way that takes one's breath away. Example, the view from the mountain peak was truly breathtaking. Pristine, pristine, adjective, in its original condition, unspoiled. Example, the beach was in pristine condition, untouched by human activity. Ethereal, ethereal, adjective, extremely delicate and light in a way that seems not to be of this world. Example, the mist gave the forest an ethereal appearance. Mesmerizing, mesmerizing, adjective, capturing one's complete attention as if by magic. Example, the northern lights put on a mesmerizing display in the night sky. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in the speaking test. Practice regularly, familiarize yourself with common topics, and practice describing them in detail. Use a range of vocabulary, incorporate advanced words and phrases naturally in your responses. Develop your ideas, don't just list facts, explain your thoughts and provide examples. Speak fluently, aim for smooth delivery without long pauses. Use linking words to connect your ideas. Be confident. Even if you're not sure about something, express your opinions clearly and confidently. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. With practice and the right strategies, you can significantly improve your performance and achieve the score you desire. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to describe a place that is famous for its natural beauty. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.